Hey, you guys, this is Dr. Radcliffe live here on Hope of Glory Blob Talk Radio. How are you guys doing? Glory be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I just want to sing a song to you guys, and it'll flow to you. Flow to you. Let the rivers of our worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all that I do. Let the rivers of my worship flow to you. Like streams in the valley, and they swell with rain. Like the songs of my heart, rise and bless your name. Flow to you, flow to you. Lord, I worship, flow to you.
Praise God, praise God. I just wanted to let y'all hear that on my karaoke, you know, because that's what I be doing, praising God in my spare time. I wanted to say this is Dr. Radcliffe live here on social media and on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere. To God be the glory. I just want to discuss to you guys and minister to you as I discuss the situation with Dr. Radcliffe Show. My God, it will be birthed soon. Dr. Radcliffe Show, it will have an anniversary date that I would use for Dr. Radcliffe Show. But I just wanted to give you a feel. Dr. Radcliffe Show is going to really be talking about multiple passes. Glory be to God, to be a blessing to the lives of people. I'm going to introduce you to so many anointed people. Glory be to God, that will be on Dr. Radcliffe Show. This is something new. I'm constantly praying, you know, glory be to God, constantly praying for God to continue to give me wisdom. Amen, because the Bible says, you know, we must show ourselves approved, not unto man, but unto God. So my desire, my focus, and my aim is to hear from God concerning Dr. Radcliffe. But it was like, oh, my God, I was like, one day I was like sitting down. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, God said, have, you know, your own show of Dr. Radcliffe, you know. And I was like, wow, sounds great, you know. So this is something new. I'm still praying about it. Still, you know, Dr. Radcliffe's show is coming soon. I tell you, it's going to be edifying to the kingdom, you know. But I'm talking about the ones that have receiving hearts. That's what my aim is, that people that have receiving for hearts. I have no space for haters in my life. Glory be to God. If they hate, God bless them. It's okay. Move on. But I do want to stay focused in the time that we're in. We're in perilous time. Glory be to God. We need a healing, an inner healing. Amen. We have to rebuke the adversary. He go to and forth to seek who he may devour. But God said, I've given you the ability to call those things and so they are not. You know, so we're in a season that you see in tragedy all over the world, you know, violence all over the world, but we bind and rebuke it because we are the righteousness of God's glory. You know, those that have an open ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. What I mean about righteous, standing on righteousness, not bowing down to a pagan God, you know, and that could be man, people, and things, you know, but my thing, what I want to talk to you guys about is, you know, Dr. Radcliffe's show is going to be so a blessing to so many people all around the world. And I'm just asking God for more wisdom. You know, amen, amen. We have to ask God for more wisdom, even though he put us in a position of, you know, having shows and using our gifts, you know. And that's another thing when I want to tell you guys, never ever let anyone to restrict you from your gift that God had put inside of you, you know, because that's important, because we have so many people, amen, we have so many people in the kingdom, you know what I'm saying, trying to dominate who you really are and dominate your character, but the devil is a lie. You must stand firm. You must continue to stand on righteousness, amen, because we want, God does not allow his gifts and his talents to be on restriction. Amen. You know, I just thought I would drop that in for free because you have so many people and you know, even, or everywhere on your job, at churches, you know, different churches and all that. You know, I'm including everything because I want you to know this is the season that God is literally going to put his glory, the ones that have receiving heart. I'm only talking to people with receiving heart. You know, glory be to God. Because we're in a season that you have to reap the benefit that God has in store for you. But you're the only one that can hold back your gift. Amen, that God put inside of you. God wants his gift to be used, that the kingdom will be edified and him to be glorified. So you're in the season that God wants to use you, you know, use his glory inside of you. God said, greater is he that is in you than he that's in this world. So you have to know that greatness is deposited in every believer. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. You know, have an open ear to hear what the Spirit is saying in these last and evil days. Guess what? It's not about you. I hear Craig God say something. It's not about you. It's about the Christ in you. It's about you making a difference in the lives of other people, that they will be drawn closer to God, that they will want, have a desire to be in relationship. We got to get that desire for people to get back in relationship with God, because so many people have fallen. You know, that's why the Bible says many are chosen, but few are willing to walk upright. No, many are called. Thank you, Holy Ghost, but only few are chosen. Thank you, Jesus. So many could be called to the gospel that don't say that God had called them, but very few are chosen who willing, you know, to endure, to, you know, stand on righteousness, you know, who are for kingdom purpose and who are connected to kingdom purpose. Amen. Something I would drop that in for me because so many people is getting it twisted, baby. So I'm trying to get you some clarity. Don't get it twisted in this season. I'm telling you, you know, don't put people and things before God's purpose for your life. Or, you know, glory be, I just hear God say, don't put people and things before his purpose, glory be to God. Because then what you're doing, you're stagnating your purpose of destiny. So you don't want no setback in this season. You know, you're looking for a comeback from your hurt past. You're looking for a comeback to be a winner in Christ Jesus. I tell you, you have to have the faith, radical faith, you know, to call those things as though they're not. These are the words of the Bible. We declare and decree. But when we declare a decree, let's declare and decree on righteousness. Amen. Because you're in a time in the season that you're trying to reap the benefit that God had already predestinated for you to have. Glory be to God. The gift, you have to work at it. Glory be to God. It's not an easy task. I'm telling you, people of God, when you work at it, you know, don't be intimidated about your gift and your talent. Hey, that's on them. Keep moving forward. Don't let nobody make you steal your joy. Yeah, because if they stole your joy, guess what? They stole your strength. So you don't need no one to steal your joy in this season. Amen. You know, you need to press forward, move beyond your expectation. Know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and everything. But you have to speak those things. God, when you call those things into existence, believe, you know, an unstable man cannot what? Receive anything from the Lord. You know, that's in the book of James. So you don't want to waver in your faith when you speak on God's great blessings for your life, because a double-minded man can't receive anything from the Lord. So what you're saying, your doubting can be an enemy to your blessing. So you don't want to doubt in a time when God's trying to put something in your hand. Amen. You want to have receive. I don't care how the enemy tried to attack you, you must be determined to keep moving forward into your purpose, into your destiny. It's going to be okay. Allow the angels all around you to take in charge, because that's their assignment, is to protect the earth on your life. Amen. So don't allow yourself to be detoured by distraction. Minor, I call it minor distraction of attack. Amen. keep pressing forward. For greater is he that is in you than he that's in this world. Know that every believer have greatness deposited in their spirit. So I'm telling you, this show is really going to be a blessing to the lives of people. Glory to God, this is something new. I received it before it manifests. Amen. I received as being the host of Dr. Ratcliffe Show. Oh, praise God. This is something new. And it's not all about me. Lord, it's about the Christ in me of making a difference in the lives of other people, educating you, coaching you into the things of wisdom that concerning your destiny and just concerning your purpose, said the Spirit of the Lord. So don't deprive yourself. Amen. I hear God say, don't deprive yourself being fed. Those that are hungry but receiving hunger, don't deprive yourself. You know, because some people look at people and they get stagnated because they look at people, and you cannot look at people in this season. You got to hear the voice of God when God speaks to that individual, whether it's a man, a woman, a child, or a boy. Well, I don't care. You have to have a receiving heart, because you know that ain't them. It is God that works miracles in them. Amen. So I thought I would drop that in for free, because so many people are headed for destruction and don't know that they're heading for destruction because of lack of wisdom, lack of understanding. Amen. Come on, we got to call those things as though they are, because God want you to reap the benefit. He want you to prosper. He want you to be in good and health. He wants you to be in good health. You know, he don't want you to be led to your own understanding, because it ain't your way, baby. It's God's way. You know, God said, trust in him. Lead not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. You, when you have yielded, put your flesh in subjection and have an open ear to hear what God is speaking, then God said, I can direct your path. And no longer put your flesh in the way what God is doing for your future. You have to surrender. I hear God clearly say surrender. Surrender to his his glory. Surrender to his way, because it's all about the Christ in you. My God, I'm telling you, you are in the greatest season ever. Get ready. Get ready for Dr. Ratcliffe Show coming to you soon. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm excited, because every time God give me wisdom to pour into other people, it's a blessing to me. It, you know, I tell people I'm not materialistic things, but I know that we have these things because of our obedience, you know, the reaping the rewards and a benefit, because it's due to you when you operate in righteousness. All these benefits and rewards are due to you, but I don't let it master me like other people does. You can't let benefits and rewards master you and take your identity, who you are in God. You know, steal your character, your stability of righteousness. You know, you got to bind and rebuke the devil. Call those things as though they're not. I've told you guys once before, four areas the enemy attack. He attack your health, your faith, your glory be to God, your finance, amen. He attack in your family. Those are four areas, but you have the power to speak life. Learn how to speak life in a dead situation, and I guarantee you that life will instantly come to pass, and those, as you speak life and dry bones, amen, it become alive again. The Bible speaks on those terms, amen. So we're in the season. I'm telling you, God is really, glory be to God, downloading me some great wisdom and educating me with great wisdom in the season that we're in. So you don't want to miss the blessings that God has scheduled for you. Amen. But we, like I told you again, Dr. Ratcliffe sure is coming soon. Oh, glory be to God. You know, and I've been all over the world, you know, half of the world. Yes, I've been, Dr. Ratcliffe, been all over the world. I've been to Jerusalem. My God, I've never been the same. When I went to Jerusalem, I knew it was precarious when I went to Jerusalem. You know, God began to, wow, he began to pour so much into me. People thought I had been to Jerusalem. I answered every question that there was out of the Bible. Yes, ma'am. And the tour guide, I'm like, oh, my God, have you been here? I'm like, no, sir, this is my first time coming to Jerusalem. So I'm telling you, you know, glory be to God, I still feel the power that God said that's going to manifest, and you know, here in America. Amen. So I am excited. We're going to been to what? To Jamaica. I got a lot of dreams that I got to meet. Amen. God say, going to African, you know, going to the Bahamas, you know, places like that. You know, all of those things are scheduled too, you know, but in due time, in due season. Amen. So I'm just excited. What I'm trying to say to you, this show is going to bring so much healing to your situation, circumstances, and the condition that you're in. And I promise you, I will get you the best people. Amen. You know, I know people from all over the world. I told you I didn't travel all over the world. So I know people that multi-millionaires. Amen. Glory be to God. People that, you know, that, have this tribe and coaching you, you know, talking about life itself. You know, I'm just ministering, not just with the wisdom of God, but educating you on certain terms, you know, with your relationship, how, you know, different other things. I just use that as one term on relationship with God, how to have to build a relationship with the Lord, too, is, you know, to show yourself approved, you know, not to be led to your own way of thinking. So there are different terms of technology that I'm going to allow the best to come on Dr. Radcliffe's show. Amen. Amen. So I'm excited. So I pray to God that you're excited. And I want to thank you, each one of you, from listening. And thank you, praise God, for your spirit. I have an open ear just to hear what's about to take place on Dr. Radcliffe's show soon to come to your area. My God, get ready, get ready. Wow, this is the season. Amen, this is the season for greatness. Just remember, you are in the greatest season ever. Oh, praise God. Blessings and favor to you. God loves you. Amen, and I love you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessings and favor. God bless.